But music tells us things.
但是音乐告诉我们一些东西。
That's why some music never dies.
这就是为什么有些音乐永远不会消失。
They sing for years and even up to more than a century.
有些诗歌能够被人唱很久，甚至超过一个世纪。
And there are songs that will last for one singing, and that's all.
而有些歌唱一次就没有了。
Because the originator was God, He was one inspired those things.
因为那个起源者是神，是神让那些东西启发出来的。
They're what we call hit songs.
有些我们所称的热门歌。
Do you know that word, hit songs?
知道那个热门歌吗
？Do you understand that? Good.There's hit songs in gospel music as well as in worldly music.
在世界的音乐还有福音的歌上面都有所谓的热门歌。
But no one can tell you what makes a hit song.
但是没有人能够告诉你什么歌会变成热门的。
If they could, they would have a fortune.
如果他们说得出来的话，他们就会赚大钱。
An author can write a beautiful hit song.
一个作者他可以写出一首。
Make his name with it.
很美的热门歌然后他就这样子成名了
And his next song is a dud
他下面一首歌完全不行
He can't do it again
没有办法再做一次
And maybe your lady does it once more
那或许以后他又能够做他以前一样的
Because you see there are secrets we don't know them
因为有些秘诀是我们不知道的
What is it that makes us pleasing and not pleasing
是什么使得歌让人喜欢或不喜欢呢
And so we lookI've turned through thousands of songs to pick out a repertoire of songs that are hit songs.
所以我看了好几千首歌，找出那些很热门的、很好的。
They will say what you want it to say.
就是那种歌能够说出你想要说的东西。
And music has its own language.
音乐有它自己的语言。
And a hit song, the words say the same thing the music does.
就是那种好的热门的歌就是能够它的歌词跟它的音乐所表达的是一样的是一致的
And that's why we sing those songs unto the Lord
这就是为什么我们向主唱这样子的歌
There are songs that mean what we want to say and at the same time the music says the same thing
有些歌它的歌词正是我想要说的而它的音乐说的也是同样一件事
And according to the psychology of music
根据音乐的心理学
As we sing those songs,
当我们唱那些歌的时候
we begin to enter into an inspiration because they were inspired in the beginning.
我们开始就进到一种灵感，得到了鼓励，因为一开始呢就是得到灵感写出来的。
God was the author of those songs.
神是那些歌的作者。
And because of that,
因为这样子
there's an inspiration in those songs. We call them hit songs.
当中就有一些灵感，就是我们所称的热门歌或好歌。
And the Holy Spirit gave that inspiration.
圣灵会给那样子的灵感或说启示。
When we pick up that song and sing it in the service,
当我们选的那首歌在聚会里面唱的时候
many times the Holy Spirit will approach and begin to use it again.
常常圣灵就会靠近，开始用那首歌。
And as you sing it to God,
当你向着神唱
you're opening your heart.
你是在打开你的心。
In the highest level of speech, singing.
到达言语最高的层次就是歌唱
And as you open your heart, God will speak to you.
当你打开心的时候神会对你说话
Because your heart is open.
因为你的心是敞开的
He can respond to what you are saying.
他能够对你在说的话有反应
That's one of the ways that God speaks to us.
这是神对我们说话的方式之一
And that's why we have singing in our church.
这就是为什么我们教会里有歌唱
And that's why we seek with all manner to get ourselves, shall I say, at least inspired, if not anointed.
这就是为什么我们用尽办法让自己得着启发
，to get ourselves concentrated,
而其实没有很大的恩高，
to get our mind away from things outside.
集中精神，让我们的心思意念不再想外面的事情。
That's what we often begin.
我们常常是这样开始的。
With a song that involves you physically.
就是用一首歌能够让你身体上也投入的。
We don't like to start a service with a funeral song.
我们不喜欢用丧礼一般的歌开始聚会。
We like to start with something that brings you into church.
我们喜欢用一首歌开始，能够把你人带到教会。
Oh, you're already sitting there, but your mind is out wandering someplace.
你早就已经在这边唱，但是你的心还在外面乱飘。
And so we use a song that has inspiration in it.
所以我们用歌当中是有灵感、有启示的。
And begins to tweak your interest.
然后就开始也引发了。
Call you into church.
你的兴趣，把你叫到教会里面来。
Shift the focus of your mind.
把你意念的焦点转移。
And begin to lead you down the trail that you begin to respond and interact with God.
开始引导你到一条路上，使你开始对神有反应，有互动。
Song is very important.
诗歌是很重要的。
And the more you can put into a song, the better.
你能够把一首歌里面放进的东西越多就越好。
In Psalm 150,
在诗篇150篇里面
David says to make a joyful noise and make a lot of noise and sing loud and use the drums and the cymbals.
就是说要在神的面前要有大的响声、要用鼓。
He even says,
他甚至说
maybe you better cover your ears.
或许你最好把耳朵给盖起来。
He even says, praise the Lord in a dance.
他甚至说要跳舞赞美耶和华。
You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that.
哦，这个你没有听到。
Why?
为什么？
What did God tell us to do those things for?
神为什么告诉我们要做这些事情？
Because God likes to see us dance. No, we're not that good a dancer.
神喜欢看我们跳舞吗？不，我们跳舞不是跳这么好的。
He can go watch a ballerina if he wants to do that.
他如果要这样的话，他可以去看芭蕾舞剧。
Why do we have dances? Why does the world have dances?
我们为什么有跳舞？为什么世界有跳舞
？Country dance, disco, and all. Why did we do that?
有乡村的舞蹈，有跳 disco， 为什么有这些
？Because we need to unload.
因为我们需要把东西卸下来。
Our life is stressful.
我们的人生是有很多压力的。
We need to go to a dance.
我们需要去跳舞。
Or we need to go to a ball game.
或是我们需要去看球赛。
Or we need to go to something where we can scream and shout.
或是我们需要到一个地方。
And jump and everything else and it's all right.
我们能够去喊叫，能够跳，然后一切就没有问题了。
But don't do that in church.
但是在教会里面不要这样做。
Except God tells us to do that in church.
但是神告诉我们在教会要这样做。
To relieve the stress.
就是要把我们的压力给释放出来
involved,
让我们能够参与
So we come to church to be in church
好让我们到教会真的是在教会了
Not to be in church to make God happy
而不是到教会为了是让神高兴
And dream about the last movie we saw on the television while we listened to the preacher drone on
当我们在一边听牧师讲到的时候又一边在那边想、梦想着我们昨天晚上在电视上看的电影
Because the more we get involved
因为我们越能够投入的话
The more we unload,
我们越能够把东西给释放出来
sing,
我们越唱歌
the more we open our mouth,
我们越开口
the more we open our hearts,
我们就越把心打开来了
And then the Holy Spirit can come with his anointing
然后圣灵就能够带着他的恩膏来
Oh, sometimes it doesn't take all of that He'll come quicker many times
有时候不需要花这么多的时间他有时候来得更快
He unloads also
但是他来的时候他也会把我们的东西给卸下
来
接着诗歌的歌词
or the words of the preaching or the words of the Bible or the words of a prayer
或是讲道的话或者是祷告的话圣经的话
into your heart.
他也把一些东西在你里面给释放出来
了 and you'll know that.
你会知道的
you'll sense that sweet tender moving of the Holy Spirit across your heartstrings
你会感觉到圣灵很甜蜜的流进了你的心田
and of course you'll forget it
当然你会忘掉
But he doesn't forget it.
但是他不会忘记。
His memory is perfect.
他的记忆是完美的。
His ability to recall is perfect.
他回想的能力是完美的。
When she began to sing that song, there was a time passed when God sang that song to her.
当他开始唱那首歌的时候，神就跟他一起唱那首歌。
And he remembered it.
神记得了。
And he brings things to remembrance, to remember the things that he said.
他就让我们记得他讲过的话。
She may not even remember when he said it.
这姐妹或许以后不会记得神说了什么。
But when she sang it, because he had spoken to her, and he said the
words
that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they're life.
神说我跟你们讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Life entered that dead place in there.
生命就进到了里面死的地方。
And something began to happen.
就有事情开始发生了。
Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为这就是圣灵的工作。
And the more we learn to open our heart to God, in many ways, I'm just talking about one way tonight.
我们越学会把心向神打开来。今天晚上我讲的是一种方式。
The more we learn to open our hearts to God,
我们越学会
speak to Him, sing to Him,
把心向神打开，
shout to Him if you feel like it.
如果你要的话，你也可以跟他喊叫。
Scream to Him.
跟他尖叫。
Did you know David said he screamed unto the Lord?
你知道大卫说他向神尖叫吗？他讲了几次
？One time is in the fourth Psalm.
有一次是在诗篇第
四篇里。He said, I screamed unto the Lord.
他说我向耶和华尖叫。
I don't know what was biting him, but something was pretty serious.
我不晓得有什么东西在咬他，一定是很严重的事情了。
He wasn't going to find out by experience if the Lord was listening.
他没有要凭着经验去看说主有没有在听。
He was going to do his best to call his attention.
他尽了他的能力要引起神的注意。
And he was successful because the Lord heard me.
而且他也成功了，他说耶和华就垂听了我。
And sometimes you have to scream to heaven.
有时候你必须向天上尖叫。
We pick up our telephone and talk just gently and nicely.
我们拿起电话来讲话都很
柔和的，across the United States.
柔和的，好好的讲，就是在
But years ago in Argentina,
但是很多年前在阿根廷
our telephone system were not the best.
我们的电话系统不是最好的。
And even to call across the city, you had to talk pretty loud.
甚至要打电话到别的城，在一个城市里面，你都必须喊得很大声。
But if you have to talk long distance.
而如果你刚好是在讲长途电话
You better scream because it was a long distance.
你最好用尖叫，因为那个距离真的是很长。
But I suppose God was a long way off from David at that moment.
我想那一刻神一定离大卫很远。
But he had an important call to make. He was going to scream.
但是他就一定要这样子大喊出来。
But regardless of how, he opened his heart.
不管他用什么方式，他把他的心打开来了。这就是秘诀。
And we open our heart through our mouth.
我们借着口把我们的心打开来
Begin to converse with God
开始跟神说话
Begin to praise him
开始赞美他
Begin to get your focus, your intention upon him
开始把你的注意力集中在他的身上
Yes, I did come here to worship God I did come here to praise God
是的我来这里是要敬拜神是要赞美神的
I didn't come here to sit through a dry sermon
我来这里并不是要坐在那边听一个很枯干的讲道
And hopefully it won't be too dry
希望呢讲到不是那么枯干。
One time they asked Spurgeon.
有一次人们问斯布珍。
What he did when people went to sleep in his audience when he was preaching.
当他在讲到的时候，会众当中若有人睡着的话，他怎么办
？Do you know what he said?
你知道他怎么说的吗
？I quick run up and wake up the preacher.
他说我就会很快去把那个讲道的人给叫醒。
That's when he was preaching.
那是当他自己在讲道的时候。
Hopefully, you won't have to wake up Sammy.
希望你们不用把 Sammy 牧师给叫醒。
He seems pretty well awake.
啊，他似乎是很清醒的。
No, we don't come to sleep. We come to get ourselves open, that that precious, precious word of God can come in, and who knows when you'll need it.
我们来并不是要睡觉的，而是。向着神宝贵的话语敞开来。
So often he speaks and doesn't connect it till maybe 3 years later.
常常神讲话，你觉得是无关的，直到三年之后你才知道。
Many times the Holy Spirit has picked up something behind.
常常圣灵会用一些过去的东西，却是我现在刚好需要的。
So much so that I tell people when they're counseling with me.
所以当人们来找我协谈的时候，我都跟他们说。
If they need some guidance from God.
如果他们需要一些从神来的引导。
I'll tell them go back the last 3 months and see what God said to you.
我就会跟他们说，回溯到过去三个月，看神跟你说了什么。
It's quite probable that he already spoke the words you needed, but you've forgotten them. But he hasn't.
神早就已经讲了你需要的话，而你忘掉了，神却没有忘掉。
And one way or another, he'll bring them to your memory.
不管怎么样，神就会叫你想起来的。
Even if you forgot them.
即使你忘了。
He will, because that's one of the works the Holy Spirit is to do.
这就是圣灵的工作之一。
He knows our memory is very faulty.
他知道我们的记忆力很差
But he knows his is total.
但是他的记忆是完全的
And that's one of the very precious things God does for us.
这就是神为我们做的很宝贵的事情
It's not very well recognized. We don't talk much about it.
这个不是人们很清楚的我们讲的也不多
But to Jesus it was very important because what little he said, that was one of the things he included.
但是这是很重要的因为耶稣所讲的很简短的话当中就是他包括的一点
The work of the Holy Spirit to bring words of life.
圣灵的工作之一
words of comfort,
就是把安慰的话语生命的话语
words of the Spirit,
圣灵的话语
that were given to us and now we've forgotten them.
就是以前给我们的然后我们却忘掉了
But when the right time comes,
当时候到了
He will bring them to us.
他会把这些话语又带给我们
A very lovely dream and very important.
一个很美的梦语，很重要的。And those things just confirmation and guidance
to us. They help us.
那些东西是我们里面的引导。当时我们不明白，
and then we forget it.
我们觉得有点疑惑，然后就忘掉了。
But later,
但是后来，
God remembers.
神记得了。
He knows we need that word now.
他知道我们现在需要这个话。
That instruction now.
我们现在需要这个知识。
We need that impartation of knowledge now.
我们需要这个知识注入我们
的里面。So he lets different ways he brings it back to our memory.
所以神就用不同的方式把这个带回我们的记忆里。
That's one of the lovely things the Holy Spirit does for us.
这就是圣灵为我们做的很美好的一件事情。
And so when he comes, he said.
所以当他来了，他说。
He will bring to your remembrance.
他会让你们想起。
Whatsoever I have said to you.
我对你们说过的话。
Now, he can't bring back what we never listened to.
如果我们从来就没有听过的话，他就没有办法把这
个东西带回来。So we come to church bored or upset or angry or whatever.
所以我们到教会里面觉得很沉闷，或者说很生气啊，不管怎么样。哦，只是在忍受聚会。
We'll be losing something precious that there'll come a day we wish we had.
我们就会失掉一些东西，等到将来有一天，你真会希望你当初有那个东西。
So that's why we start even from the beginning to bring ourselves into focus on Christ.
这就是为什么我们从聚会一开始就使得自己的焦点要集中在基督，集中在神还有神的身上，把世界的事情都放在一边。
And to open our mouth.
把我们的口打开来跟神说话，因为当我们这样做的时候，他就会对我们开他的口。天父，我感谢你，你这么爱我们，
You have our lives so much in your mind.
我们的生命都在你的意念中。
And you speak to us in so many ways.
你用很多方式跟我们说话。
And then while we're speaking to you, you'll also speak to us.
当我们在跟你说话的时候，你也在对我们说话。我为这个感谢你。
Lord, so many times after speaking to you in prayer.
主很多次在祷告中跟你说话之后。
Then I've gone to the Word.
然后我就读你的话语。
And you speak to me.
你对我说话。
Has been very precious.
这是很宝贵的。
And been many times.
常常这样子。
I thank you for it.
我为这感谢你。
Now, Father, I pray.
父，我祈求。
That according to your own nature, you will.Speak to us.
按着你自己的性情，你会对我们说话。
To you also,
但是教导我们也对你说话。
To open our hearts to you,
把我们的心向着你打开来。
That you may be able to open your heart to us.
好让你能够把你的心向我们打开来。
Because as we open our hearts,
因为当我们把心打开的时候，
we also open the doors of communication.
我们也开了沟通的门。
Teach us your ways.
求你将你的道指教我们。
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
从以上米勒牧师的信息，我们知道在每次聚会时我们要唱诗歌，打开我们的心，好让神向我们的心说话。虽然当时不觉得重要，但为了将来需要的时候，圣灵为我们想起神的话，成为生命拯救我们。哈利路亚。轻轻听，我的梦。
只凭随主声音，你是。